Well, the joy was a little short-lived for some of us in Capitals country. Yesterday, instead of inking coach Barry Trotz to a new deal, the man who led this team to its first ever Stanley Cup title decided to resign because he and the franchise couldn't agree on money. To be clear, this wasn't entirely unexpected, but for fans who don't keep up with coaching transactions in the NHL, it was a blow. Not because of Trotz himself. Look, I'm sure if Barry walked into any grocery store in the metropolitan area, he might not necessarily get mobbed by autograph seekers. And for a good part of the season, the understanding was that if he didn't go all the way, well, then he was gone. Alas, he did. But for what he wanted money-wise, it would have kept him here for the better part of a decade, which owner Ted Leonsis just clearly didn't want to do. In the end, I'm not going to blame Trotz for asking for what he actually desired. The dude delivered, but a decent part of me wishes that Theodore had worked this out before it became a somewhat souring experience for fans new to the transactional machinations of hockey. At least we've got the cup to show for it. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.